Pauline Hanson, one Nation Party member, Charles Smith here in Western Australia, has had a good close look at the skilled migration list and the graduate occupation list. And I'll let him tell you about his concerns and worries about what it might do for local jobs and local graduates. Charles, good afternoon.
G'day, Ollie. How's things?
Very well. I'm very well, thank you, Charles. Having a look at this this list, there are a couple of surprising occupations, nonetheless, that we see
this
year.
There are, yes. Now, look, this is the graduate skilled migration list, which has come in over the last few months with the Labor Party. And I'll let your listeners decide or ring in if they think these occupations are in a skilled shortage. So we're talking about, there's many, many occupations, and just some include caravan park, camping ground manager, acupuncturist, a dance teacher, finance broker, interior designer, and traditional Chinese medicine practitioners. These are all on the skilled migration list. I mean, really, do we have in Western Australia a shortage in these skills?
Yeah, do we have a shortage? I don't know about that. You know, dancers, music teachers as well, solicitors. I thought that we had a bunch of not only recent graduates, but those who have qualifications looking for jobs in these fields.
Hey, look, youth unemployment is running at around 13%. Underemployment is even worse. I mean, I know people personally and other anecdotal evidence that graduates 1, 2 years, 5 years down the track are still trying to get a job in their chosen field. I mean, it's just bonkers. Why are we importing more people to dilute an already oversaturated market? That's the question the government are not answering.
Well, the government did come into power last year, Charles, and say it was WA local jobs first and foremost.
Yep,
why then do some of these occupations appear on the skilled migration and graduate occupations lists?
Well, these are the answers I'm trying to get to the bottom of. I mean, it's just my opinion that they're just betraying the promise they came in on, putting WA workers first. And quite simply, they're not, Ollie. There's no economic justification for importing even more foreign students.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
And they're not giving you any answers, Charles.
They are. They're trying to get through it. I mean, the Minister of Education actually admitted to me yesterday that the universities want these foreign workers, foreign students to come in and pay the enormous fees. And then they're welcome to have a backdoor permanent visa at the end. So that's what they're doing. They're turning universities into visa factories.
Visa factories. Charles Smith, Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party, thank you very much.
Thank you.